Welcome to the Beer Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina. We have four kids, ages 9, 6, 3, and 7 months, so as you can see, we're right in the middle of this journey called Christian parenting. We want to share our journey with you in the hopes that God will use it to encourage you and your family as you journey along with us. This week, we're talking about getting rid of a lot of stuff in our house. Now, why in the world would we do that?
I think it's because God has given me the most amazing husband who is organized, and so you desperately wanted the home to be a more organized place.
Yes. I want every place I'm in to be super organized, but that's my own battle and struggle with giving up control and understanding I don't rule the universe.
And not to say, like, our home was not chaos before, but there were definitely some pockets of disharmony.
So how do we go about it?
Yeah, so we did end up getting rid of a lot of things. And I will just say right now that if you're listening and you're thinking, that's too hard for me, I could never do that, I'm not a good organizer, I'm sentimental, let me just tell you, I am right there with you. Like, just, you know, real quick background, like when I was a teenager, I had a cat that lived in my room and he would pee in my shoes. And then there'd be pee in my shoes and my room would smell like pee and my room was a mess. So you probably couldn't even find the shoes that he had peed in to separate them from the shoes that didn't have pee in them. And my car once, the police thought that it had been abandoned because it looked like someone was living in it and I wasn't there. I mean, I did not.
This is not real.
Yes, this is sad times. I mean, but this
is.
You
are so different now.
By the grace of God, yes, I have been sanctified and I have been saved. I mean, part of the pit that he pulled me out of was that and those horrible habits that I had as a younger person.
But that's still in there. That.
Yes,
trying to drag
and
you
I'm
back.
So sentimental and I want yes. to hold on to everything. My parents moved to Idaho like 2 years ago and gave me stuff out of our garage. And I mean, I had to go through like letters from like when I was in sixth grade and note and yearbooks. And I remember literally looking at them and saying, this will get me no closer to heaven, and putting it in the trash can. And that's what it comes down to for me, is like honestly having to say, this adds no value to my
sanctification. Let me stop you for a second so that it's really relatable to everyone listening.
Okay.
Why would you go about doing something like this? Like, what is the ultimate benefit to doing this? I think everyone can imagine what we did. We went room to room and we got rid of stuff and we organized. But like,
yes.
what's the, you know, even as a Christian family,
yes.
like, why is this important?
Productivity.
Okay.
Okay. So we have four children. I homeschool, we work in ministry, we do this, we run Bear and Squirrel. And so, you know, I've told a couple women lately, if all I wanted to do was be a stay-at-home mom and my only job was to clean our home and make meal throughout the whole day, like I could successfully do that. You know, it would take me the day to keep our home tidy the way it had been and everything fine. But I want to do more than that. Like, I want to be actively engaged with ministry. I want to be meeting with young people on a regular basis. I want to be writing and producing for Bear and Squirrel. And I've chosen to homeschool our children, which I still very much want to do. And so I have to find ways to streamline my life and to be more productive. And part of that means purging stuff.
Yeah.
Purging stuff so that there's less laundry. Purging stuff so that there's less to dust. Purging stuff so that what I need I can quickly find and I don't have to waste time looking through stuff that I don't need.
Right. Well, it's amazing when you go through stuff, and anyone who's listening who's done this recently, you know, or ever done it, you're amazed at what you have. That's another thing, is it's a good reminder of the stewardship that we're called to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, why did I buy all this stuff in the first place? Why do I have it? I spent money on it, money that God entrusted to me.
Yeah.
I think moving forward, it's nice in those moments to go, I'm going to resolve to not bring more things through this front door unless I absolutely need it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, God's blessed me and it's a want and it's a thing that he's given me pleasure in. But at the same time, think twice before you do it. I mean, I know for me, it was convicting.
Yeah.
You know, especially with clothing.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting too, because, you know, we've done this before with our kids to a lesser degree. And now I have to say their rooms have never been so easy for them to maintain. It's fantastic. But, you know, I'm very honest. Like, when birthdays now come around, it's like, I'll tell my mom, hey, if it doesn't fit in this category, it will only stay in this house for a month or two. And then it's going to go in the trash. So it's like, you know, they have certain things that their toys fit within that. And if it doesn't fit, it doesn't stay.
Don't get it, because we won't fit it.
Boom.
Yeah, yes. And also, what does it teach our kids?
Well, it teaches them that our temporal things are not what are of value.
And it teaches them not to have cats who pee in their shoes.
I hope that they learn that.
Or you can't stop your cat from peeing in your shoes. You can if you don't have a cat, which is my right. biggest recommendation of this entire podcast. Never have one. But the second to that is, you know, go clean it up. Like, yes. Not a spirit of laziness, a spirit of discipline. Of obedience, of responsibility. Our kids are looking at their, you know, 40 stuffed animals they've accumulated over their 6 years of life. And we're saying you can only keep 5. And that was a great exercise for our 6-year-old, is having to get rid of like a lot of stuffed animals and give them away to somebody else who could care for them. And in the process that she went through in that was really, really beneficial, because that will train her as an adult someday to be able to let go of things and to look at everything here as temporal and to look at the eternal with more importance.
Well, and you know, here's the thing too, is like Charlie has asked me to do that with her specifically for a long time. And I've always been able to kind of convince him, yes, to convince him that, you know, we don't really need to do that, because that's how I was. And I would get so sentimental for her. And when we were finally doing this,
sin like you sin.
When we were finally doing this and purging, she did fantastic actually. And then our oldest was like, no, but remember who gave you that one? Oh no, not that one. And I would all have to tell him like, no, like she's doing such a good thing. Do not sentimentalize this.
Right, because that's how hoarding happens. Right. It's the same kind of root cause.
And I think that's what, like, for me, it helps me to see is that as much of a struggle as this has been for me in my adult life, I don't want my children to struggle in that way. I want them to have a really healthy and biblical view of what God has given us. And like our pastor, senior pastor, always says, we need to hold things loosely and with palms down, ready to give them up at any moment, not clinging to them so tightly.
Yeah, well, that was a great experience. And, you know, it was an amazing time for our family. A resetting, of course, so to speak, an ability for us to start again with a cleanliness and an ability to be organized and go into this next ministry season with a clear mind.
Boom. Thanks for joining us this week. We brought this podcast to you from our kitchen table in Orange County, California. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a review.
5 stars.
We'll see you again next week. And until then, enjoy the journey of this worthy calling called Christian parenting.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.